Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to Laundry Day. It's Lila and James, as usual.
I thought you were welcome. Well, not as usual. You kicked me out last week.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes you just have to go.
Who?
You. So sometimes I need a little break from you.
I guess. I mean, we started this together. We should be finishing it, but whatever.
No. We're finishing. This is ours. This is our show. The Laundry Day has always been our show. But that, my episode with John, was my introduction into my spinoff podcast with John, which has been now called what the fuck is it called?
The Shade?
The Shade.
Yeah, I'll tell you the name of your own podcast.
I thought it was No Shade, but it's definitely Shade.
I'm going to have my own coming like out, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to put it out and see what happens.
Good for you. I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
I support
man.
You.
Thank you.
Unlike you don't support me in my dreams. Support me and John in our new podcast.
I do support
please.
You. Actually, it was a very good podcast. He's a good guest.
He's a natural.
Yeah, he was good.
He was like, I mean, I didn't really prepared.
Like the stuff you guys were talking about was like out of my realm of understanding, but
exactly. That's why I don't talk
about
it with
you.
He
was good though. He was good to have on. We have a lot of like the guests that we've had before, they're kind of like iffy. They don't really know like what to do really. It's awkward to just turn on the mic and start talking, mm-hmm. but he did a good job.
He was great. He was prepared. He was on it.
He was good.
He's a natural. So yeah, he was good. We're going to be coming out with a separate podcast, me and John, in the near future.
Where are you
going to
record it?
Here.
Oh.
The fuck?
All right.
I mean, we'll still do Laundry Day, too, but that's my thing with him. All right. Because cool. We could actually do it like opposite weekends.
That's cool.
Like we do The Shade, and then we do Laundry Day opposite.
Whatever.
That'd be good. That'd be cool. So welcome. I missed you, honestly.
You should
truly.
Me?
I wanted to do an episode with you that day because now I have so many topics that just piled up. So I feel like very overwhelmed right now.
I'm overwhelmed too.
With all these topics. How you feeling?
Horrible. I'm sick.
James has a case of the bitchitises. That's when a man has a cold.
Honestly, yeah. When I talk to some guys at work and when they get sick too, they're like, they just give up on life. It's hard for us.
How? Man. Why is it so hard for you? Just be sick. Just drink your water. Lay down. Take some Tylenol. You'll be all right.
Not all right.
But like when a woman is sick, like she's still got to go to work. She's still got to get her kids. She's still got to do everything.
What do I
gotta
do?
But you're just like, I'm sick. Help me. Hold me. Cuddle me. I don't want to do that.
You're
in sickness and in health. But okay, so we married, right?
Who?
Where's your ring? Where's your fucking ring?
Hey, listen, ask your house that just ate it up after I put it on the counter.
Okay, house, where's his ring? Oh shit, you're a house, you don't know? Yeah, exactly, that's what I thought. Where's your fucking ring? We've been married for a full month, but you lost it before a full month.
I lost it before a full month,
so that deems you a fucking fuck.
You know what's funny, my dad did the same thing.
Oh my God, if I just married your dad right now.
What?
I'm really like, if you're like your dad and I just married your dad.
Well, I'm sure we're similar.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Yeah, but.
Well, then you married your mom. My mom. You married my mom.
I mean, I ordered the ring already, so it's not a huge big deal. But like, it happens. No. I'm not used to wearing a ring. Bitch. You're used to wearing jewelry and stuff. All I wear is watches.
Oh, now we want to talk about watches? You want to talk about watches?
Who?
James goes through things where like he just gets really engulfed and like really excited and really like obsessed with things. It's just a phase though. Like I know this now. It's just a phase.
What's some
there
of
was
my
a
phases?
Phase when like, you were into hockey for like a minute. You remember that?
So I hate hockey.
That
now.
Was that was a long time ago. That was probably in like our first apartment. But you were like so into hockey. You made me watch all these games. And I was like, I literally don't care. And like you knew all the plays and stuff. Like you did your research, and then. It was, I want to say it was, what was it after that? I don't remember. But now it's watches.
I mean, not really.
James, it's
I
watches. Love,
I like watches.
Oh, it's it was vapes for a while? You were, oh my God, he had like 30 vapes.
No, I've only had the maximum of two.
Juices everywhere. Like, it was like different juices, different coils. Like, you're all about the smoke. You used to watch like the people blowing smoke on Instagram. Are you
drunk? I was never into vaping like that. I did it literally to quit.
I want you to know that I love you for who you are. Uh-huh. And I accept you for who you are. Uh-huh. But this, you do this. You like go through phases where like you like things. It's all right.
That's all right.
I do guess. Too.
I would like to be more into watches. It's just a very expensive.
Yeah.
It's cool to have something that operates like this little piece of machinery that operates on your wrist with no battery. It just operates on your own movement. It's a pretty cool thing. If you look into like watches, I'll stop.
You saw me dozing off because I felt like I wanted cool to kill myself.
Whatever. I'm more into. I'm done with sports. Every sport, anything involving a ball or a puck, I'm done with.
Yeah, you're on guys grabbing guys, putting their junk in other guys' faces.
No, I mean, I've always been into like boxing. I've been into boxing since like 2006, I would say, 2005 maybe, and then UFC for like 3 or 4 years. No, probably 5 years now. But like now, I'm just done with all of regular sports. There's just such a better art to like UFC and stuff like that.
Is it an art or is it just guys grabbing on other guys?
It's definitely not that. It's an art.
Well, that's all I see.
Yeah, that's because you're dumb.
That's not nice. But I mean, whatever you're into, it's fine. What other interests you have? People don't really know you. Like, I feel like I came out of my occupational closet last episode when I talked about my job and things I want to do. Like, outside of podcasting, what do you like to do? Like, what do you do for a living? You want to talk about it?
Nah.
All right, he does air conditioning.
It's boring.
He does air conditioning.
We've talked about that, though.
Have we? I don't think so.
I don't do air conditioning anymore. I'm more like construction now.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Big guy on campus?
That's right.
Oh, fuck. He's flexing. He's flexing his muscles. Fuck, so yeah. I don't know why that had to. What?
So strong.
So I'm really sad.
Okay,
we're gonna just jump right into old news. Everything we talking about.
Let's
is
just
old
go
news.
Like boom, boom, boom.
I know. I just want to prep the people for what I'm about to say because everybody already knows it. Though okay. I'm really sad about Anna Faris and Chris Pratt are divorcing.
Hold on a second.
What is love?
Hold on a second. They're divorcing.
You didn't know?
No.
James, like Monday of last week, I want to say. They announced that they're getting a divorce. They're
for
separated
real?
And they're getting a divorce. Yeah.
I really don't give a shit, but that's messed up.
I was like, what? They're like so perfect.
Well, you never know. You can't. You don't know.
On the outside, everybody looks perfect. We look perfect, but you're a piece of shit.
Thank you.
And also in old news, pop culture news, Usher has herpes? ? What the fuck?
With a hard one. Like a hardcore
okay.
one.
What I that's not nice. What I feel about like the whole situation is that she, I don't know her name, Letitia. I feel like I'm not trying to be racist, but I think that was her name.
Let's Google it.
And
keep talking.
You get the facts. So she came had a press conference with her lawyer, giving a statement about how she had sexual intercourse with Usher. And had come to find out after the fact that he had herpes when in
Quantasia.
I mean, mine wasn't that bad.
Oh, she's rough.
And then come to find out after she finds out he has herpes, she finds out that she didn't contract it at all. So what I don't understand what the issue is. I mean, the fact is she doesn't even know if Usher actually has herpes. She heard it from like a third party. And then she's going to come and say, like, file a lawsuit against Usher saying I had intercourse with Usher and apparently he has herpes, or that's what I heard. And he could have given it to me, but I don't have it. Like, I don't understand any of
it. So she doesn't have any.
No, she doesn't have herpes. I don't even know how she would know that Usher has herpes if he didn't tell her. And I don't think it's anyone's business what he has. I mean, anybody could get herpes. You could get herpes from, you know, anybody. Kissing a baby, sharing a fork, sharing a spoon, sharing a straw.
Yeah, but I think it's a rule to tell people, right?
Yeah, but I don't think some people would. I don't know. He hasn't even come out and said anything.
Because he's probably just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't get it. If he has herpes, okay. If he doesn't have herpes, okay. This bitch wants a dollar. She wants one whole dollar.
How much is it?
How much is what?
Let's Google it.
The lawsuit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably like
probably a couple mil. She's not getting shit.
Yeah.
She's not getting shit. What are you getting shit for? If he wanted to shut you up, he would have shut you up.
True.
That's a waste of time, and you're slandering Usher's name. Please. You got to let it burn. Did you find out how much?
Well, he settled a herpes lawsuit with $1.1 million for a few years back. So he obviously has herpes, and he's obviously given it to other people.
Okay, but he's come to learn from that experience.
And obviously now he didn't not, because he's having sex with his hard one.
Yeah, they could have used a condom.
Yeah, but
she doesn't even have herpes, though. She didn't get it. But she's like, he didn't tell me, and I could have, you know, I could have been contracted, and I could have given it to my unborn children. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You living in a hypothetical world, honey, and I need you to get it together.
Whatever.
Quintasia. Is Quintasia?
Yeah.
I don't want to be racist, but.
Gotta let it burn.
Everybody else is racist, so what the fuck? Not there yet. Two weeks back, we went to see Dave Chappelle and The Roots.
Gear.
At Radio City. At Radio City?
Music? Radio City, yeah. So good. So good.
Okay. A couple things about seeing Dave Chappelle. You automatically have so much hype. You know, you're so excited. Dave Chappelle's so iconic, especially coming off of his Netflix special. The excitement is without words.
Yeah, for sure.
So also in that performance was The Roots, was part of the show, and also two comedic openers. Well,
let's just give them lineup. So you had The Roots.
No, they weren't first.
I'm sorry. You had an opening mechanic. You had an opening comic, right? Then you had The Roots. I mean, a full set. Like a full concert.
Like a full concert.
T.I. came out. Dead Presidents came out, did that song, Hip Hop. Yeah, then you had
Litty Titty.
Donnell Rawlings right after.
Donnell Rawlings was right after.
And then Chris Rock. Jesus.
Well,
and then
Dave Chappelle. Get your mind right.
So you had a full, would you call it an hour and a half?
Hour and a half? Nigga, that just started at 8 o'clock. We did not walk out of there until like, what, 12?
So you had a full 2.5 to 3 hours of concert and opening. And it was, everything was so good. I mean, even the opening dude before the Amazing. Roots was funny.
He was so funny.
And they made him stay on like 10 minutes longer or something going on. Mm-hmm. Roots was amazing.
Amazing.
Like so good. I don't really know what, Black Thought is the rapper, right? Is the lead.
I think so, yeah.
I don't really even know what he's saying, but it's like a 13-piece band and it's so good.
It's amazing.
The dude on the drum machine, Animal. And then T.I. was awesome.
I love T.I.
Seeing Dead Presidents from back when he used to have them on the Chappelle Show was awesome. And then it kind of.
And then Donald Rawlings, he was funny too.
So funny.
But we've seen him before.
Yeah, he saw him in college.
He's great.
But like, what happened was that it was just so much energy out of you. By the time Dave Chappelle came on,
I was sleeping.
It wasn't hysterical.
I literally fell asleep.
It kind of like gave you're climbing this mountain the whole time, and then Dave Chappelle is like, he had like some funny, the thing is.
He had some funny things to say, but it was.
His comedy comes in form of sketches. Like all mm-hmm. of his bits can be a sketch. Like when he talked about Michael Jackson having his kids over just to show off what he has because he thought he was a little kid, was fucking hysterical. But I don't know.
I think that he was working through material.
100%.
And
because he was laughing at his own shit. It wasn't like
he smoked like 8 cigarettes.
Yeah, it wasn't like a full hammered out set. No. He was definitely working out some stuff, but it was still Dave Chappelle, still hysterical.
But I think a little bit more effort would have been appreciated into his set because he's making millions on this little Radio City Music Hall tour. Like he's doing like 2 months of shows or something. Millions of dollars he's making. I would appreciate a little bit more effort on his end. I mean, The Roots and the openers were great and everything, but I literally fell asleep during his set, not only because I was exhausted, but because it wasn't that great. Like, I felt like the jokes weren't hitting me as hard. Like, everybody else in the audience, like, he just said the, and they started cracking up.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, you know, like, when, like, you're having sex, like and, like, you have poor foreplay, and, like, you're, like, so ready that, like, as soon as someone touches you, you just like, you know, it was like that for the audience. Like we had so much foreplay, not us, the rest of everybody. Cause I was like, that shit is not funny. He said, they're dying. Like, I don't get it. They're just ready to come, you know?
Yeah.
I was underwhelmed by him.
But whatever.
Another part of the show that was fucking annoying was that they locked up our phones as soon as we walked in.
I didn't care about that,
though. Okay, my thing about that is they locked up our phones, right? Okay, whatever. That's fine. But we do have a daughter, and our daughter was with grandma. And if she had to reach us, she couldn't. And she had been calling us the whole time during the show. She called all of us like 5 times. Also, side note, they took our phones. They took my fucking Fitbit. My Fitbit can't call anybody.
They should be able to decipher between like a Fitbit and like an Apple Watch.
Like, and I said to her, she was like, and your watch too. I was like, this is literally tracking my steps. It's not communicating with anybody. I mean, you know, the government's probably monitoring, but seriously, it can't record anything. I don't understand. And if I had my watch on, it will give me phone notifications, but I can't answer them. So if I had my watch on, I would have known that grandma was calling me, and I could have, you know, found somebody to take my phone out and see if everything was okay. But the fact is, I didn't have my phone, and whatever. This spirals into something else. The next day on Instagram, the Z100 Morning Show had posted a video of them locking up their phones in the same pouch that we had our phones locked up at the Chappelle Show, and asked, like, the caption was like, what would you do if you had your phones locked up for a whole show? And I wrote, they locked our phones up at Dave Chappelle, and they locked my Fitbit up too. The only thing, like, it would be fine if I didn't have a daughter at home who needed to get in touch with me. And some troll dumb bitch commented back to me and said, well, if you were at a Dave Chappelle show 15 to 20 years ago, then how would she get in touch with you then?
Hey, how about you mind your own business?
Hey, you dumb fuck. What do you mean? No, I was so mad when I read that. I was like, no, this bitch did not. Who the fuck are you, first of all?
Wait, say it again.
She said, well, if you were at a Dave Chappelle show 15 to 20 years ago, then how would she get in touch with you? First thing, 15 to 20 years ago, I didn't have a daughter, and I was 6 years old. 15 to 20 years ago, people had pagers. 15 to 20 years ago, Dave Chappelle wasn't doing big-ass shows in Radio City Music Hall, and people didn't have fucking cell phones. 15, 20 years ago, there were so many devastating voicemails left on people's home phones because people couldn't get in touch with people, when those accidents could have been avoided if people had cell phones, bitch.
Word.
Like, don't come for me. I don't know how many times I gotta tell people, don't fucking come for me unless I come for you, and I don't fucking know you from a hole in the wall, no, bitch.
No, don't come for me unless I call, I think.
No, don't come for me unless I call for you.
Yeah, that's what you should have said.
What'd I say?
You said, don't come for me unless I come for you.
I didn't. That works too, bitch. Don't fucking come for me ever.
I'm coming for you, right?
Don't. Right. I'm this fucking dumb bitch. Dumbies. Like, 15, 20. Like, that's such a dumb argument. 15 to 20 years ago, what would you do? 15 to 20 years ago, I was fucking 6 years old.
Word.
15 to 20 years ago, I was playing with Barbies. I wasn't even thinking about a cell phone because it wasn't something that existed in our realm yet. Mm-hmm. 15 to 20 years ago, like, that's a dumb statement. If I was this age 15 to 20 years ago, we still wouldn't have what we have now. Like, don't bring that shit up to me. It makes no fucking sense. And I replied to her saying some wild shit like that, and she didn't answer.
Dummy.
Dumb bitch. Fucking bitch. I was really pissed. All right, so I feel like we have to maybe get a little bit serious now.
Oh, God.
Let's maybe just bring it. Let's bring it to center.
Center ourselves?
Since I'm already hot, we might as well just get on this right now.
There's a centering technique the Indians used to do. Where you just look up in the sky.
Look up like that?
I forgot what it's called.
And then do what?
Just center yourself.
I feel centered. Wow. And then I feel like calm, and I feel...
Right.
Okay.
You should know. You're Native American, so...
Yeah, they don't. There's not really like a training manual on it.
That's like a lot of jiu-jitsu guys. That's what they talk about. You just look up.
Just look up.
When you're being like in your guard, mm-hmm. and then you just look back down, and then you're centered.
All right, I feel centered. Honestly,
feel better, right?
No, I feel like calm. I feel like my chi is intact.
No,
right, Mechie?
Just talk about centering yourself. All right. Go.
You're a cunt.
Fucking all right. Getting fancy.
Let's talk about
what?
All seriousness. Charlottesville. What?
Nothing.
What the fuck are you gonna say?
Is it Charlottesville?
Charlottesville.
Virginia.
I didn't know that was a fucking place, but now it's a fucking it'll always be a fucking place.
Let's go. Tell me the facts.
I don't have the facts.
I'll tell you.
Oh, like, no, I'll tell you the fucking facts. A group of fucking college white boys decided to go to Home Depot, get some tiki torches, light them with their little weed lighters, walk outside and say, "Hail Trump," and "fuck niggers." And I have a huge issue with that.
Isn't that the craziest thing? They're walking around with citronella candles.
You're walking around with motherfucking mosquito fighters trying to preserve white history? White culture?
No. Well, what? Okay, so what provoked them to do it?
I'm centering myself as we speak.
What provoked them to do it? Because there was a Unite the Right rally?
No, they were trying to take down the... Not they, not the douches. Normal people were trying to get the Robert E. Lee statue removed from, I guess, the campus or nearby in that area. I don't know the facts because I don't really...
So Robert E. Lee was a slave owner.
Yes.
And he didn't think that slavery... He thought... Okay, this is the weirdest thing about him. He thought slavery should end, but only when God tells him to. And he said that painful discipline is necessary for their instruction. So this is not... Like, Virginia... Like, I think... Where is the place? What was it called again?
Charlottesville.
I'm pretty sure it has a high... Is it a large black community there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
Virginia. It's in Virginia. I don't know how many white
it is.
Black doesn't people matter. There
so
are.
You got this guy. You got this statue of this guy that obviously he owned slaves and he promoted slavery. Like, let's just take the fucking thing down. Who gives a shit? You really care that much about your that much?
Their argument was that taking it down is taking away history. It's taking away from the history of times where black people were held under control. They want to go back to that time. They want to make America great again. And that's when America was quote unquote great. That's when it was. That's when they want to go back to. That's what it is.
That's what because, they said.
Yeah. There was a guy, they did an interview. They interviewed a guy and he was like, we're what's the word?
Protesting?
No. We're doing what Trump wants. We're following Trump's orders and, you know, making America great again. Like, nigga, no. America wasn't great then. Excuse me. I'm black. Wasn't great then. It's also not great now, considering what the fuck is going on. But also, it wasn't even... They were also... It was a group of white supremacists and Nazis. Like, where the fuck they found some Nazis at? Where the fuck they found them?
Did they just come out of, like, the woodworks?
Like, there has to be only, like, 10 of them left who were just living under a rock. And they were like, yo, fuck Jews. Fuck anybody who's not white. That's what their mindset is. That's what they think. So if you're not white, like, if you're mixed with anything else other than white, which everybody is. I guess they must have missed that part because everybody is mixed. But they're over there fucking their brothers and sisters and missed the part where everybody in this country is mixed with something else. Everybody in this country makes it what it's supposed to be. And everybody in this country doesn't have to be white in order to have rights, in order to be equal. That's not what they think, though. They think that if you're not white, you ain't right. And I don't agree with that, obviously, because I'm black.
I think the majority would not agree with that.
And then there was a rally against the rally the next day where some Nazi ran over a counter protester with his car and killed her.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, not until 3 days later, your old President Trump comes to a fucking microphone and instead of tweeting saying, "You fucking fucks, get your shit right," he just says, there's issues on both sides. My neck is gonna break. Nigga? What? On what side? There's only one fucking side, and it's the wrong side.
There's a lot of things. So
I'm hot.
It's hot down here.
It's centering
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, center yourself. Look at this guy.
Motherfucker, I'm getting really mad.
I think, honestly, Trump, I think he's finally realizing, like, this job is hard as shit.
He's in too deep.
So he's, because even when you listen to him talk and he always references the campaign and how he beat this guy and beat this guy, I think he's like, he's living in the old times because he realizes how hard this is. Like, this is so hard to get onto a microphone and speak to your country about what's going on. It's not normal people. Barack Obama, obviously, you could say what you want about his fucking politics and his policies. When that motherfucker got on the microphone, you listened and you were like, damn. That's a classy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
And he knew what the fuck he was talking about.
And he knew what he was talking. He just calmed everybody down because whether he was saying the right thing or saying something to just shut everybody up and calm them down, it doesn't matter. He was saying the right thing. This guy gets on the microphone. He's really like,
he's a fucking idiot.
He's not. He can't socially. He can't speak. He can't. What's it called? Public speaking. He doesn't know how to do it. He's horrible. But the thing with America is that it was founded on racism. You will never get rid of racism ever, no matter what you do. I used to say that time will heal it, and over time, like, it'll go away, especially with the new, like, everybody in college. I would say 80% of college kids are left. They're super left. And I mean, you see, like, white kids in college wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts. So that's like a hopeful thing, but it's always, America is founded in racism. The only thing to get rid of racism is to restart everything. It's to literally burn it to, not literally, but to metaphorically burn it to the ground and start all over. And now it's hard to say because America has like a lot of good things, right? So you want to cherry pick, hey, free speech, cherry pick this, but you can't. You have to restart.
How do we restart? Kill everybody?
No.
Because we start in Virginia. I'll kill all those motherfuckers. It's
another thing where you can't just restart because people are, they won't, they're not, obviously this crew in Virginia won't let that happen. So
I think it's weird. That I don't know. It starts at home. All those white nationalists and douches that showed up for that rally were raised to think that way. They didn't just all of a sudden start thinking that way. It was bred in their brains from birth. So if everybody stopped being a fucking douchebag and start raising your kids right and telling them, you know, here's a white egg and here's a brown egg, you open them up, they're both the same inside. It doesn't matter anymore. There are terrible white people in this world. There are white people who go out slaughtering people in the middle of the night because they're bored and they want drugs. There's also black people who do that same shit. There's bad, and I'm gonna you know, help Trump out on this one. There's bad on both sides. But in this case, in this rally, in this protest, in this shitstorm, that was not right. And unless he's going to come out and say, that's not right, America is not about that, that should not happen, these people are completely wrong in every type of way, I don't agree with this, this is not what I wanted, this is not how to make America great, then I would respect that. But since that's not happening, It's on the people now. It's on us to make a difference. It's on us to make a change. Raise your kids the right way. Raise them to not see color and to accept everybody for who they are on the inside and not what they look like on the outside. And unless you're going to do that, seriously, you have to go somewhere where there's only white people, like Iceland. Go to motherfucking Russia. There's only motherfucking white people out there and they ain't going to fuck with your shit.
I saw somebody tweet that was like, 8 months into the presidency, we're on the verge of a nuclear war, and white supremacists are running the country. Sounds about right.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't.
The scariest thing was, first, a few highlights that I saw from like the videos was doing the Heil Hitler stance, and they said Heil Trump, and I got chills. I'm like, ooh, that's scary. Because they're really looking at Trump as like,
yes, as their dictator.
And then the funny and also scary thing I saw, you know, they were wearing like Trump outfits, so they had like the white polo and like the khakis on from when his golf outings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid in like some protesters against the white supremacists like pressed him, and he just took off everything. It was like, no, I'm just here to have fun. And they were like, what? Like, he took off all of his clothes.
See, that's a fucking retard right there.
Oh, yeah. They should just beat him to death.
That's not politically correct. I'm sorry. But that's a dummy. You don't, that's not what you do. See, you have to raise your kids right to know right from wrong, and that's fucking wrong. Like, I'm just here to have fun. I'm just here to make jokes. This is not where, well, where people are fucking joking. Obviously,
wasn't, but he was about to get his head kicked in.
Yo, let them do a white supremacy march up in Brownsville, Brooklyn. They're going to get fucked up over there. Not
anymore.
Let them do a fucking march in the South Bronx, Prospect Ave.
Yeah.
Meet me over there.
I ain't gonna work out.
You walk down Prospect Ave, one more fucking tiki torch, you're gonna get your knees broken. You're gonna get your knees broken and your teeth knocked out of your face.
I would say that march would last about 6 minutes.
45 seconds. 45 seconds. They come off the one train over there, the two train. What is it? Four train?
4, 5, and 6.
The four train. Four, yeah.
5 and 6? Whatever.
It was definitely four train.
Lived there for 2 years. I forgot already.
You step off that train with your fucking tiki torch, they're throwing you right off the thing, and it's one of the high ones. They're knocking you right off. You're dead. You're fucking dead.
It's not going to last long.
No, no.
Go to Newark.
You were safe doing it in Virginia, where it's probably only white people there, and the handful of black people were scared for their lives because they're outnumbered. But you come over here with that shit, tell you so quick, homie, you're dead. And your family's dead, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't last long.
This got me so heated. I'm so hot right now.
Center yourself. You want to center ourselves? All right, hold on. Break.
Break. Center.
Don't talk.
I feel better. I've been really holding that in until we could talk on the podcast because I feel like if I would have said it other places, it wasn't going to be as understood. I mean, I've been spamming Facebook because I can't stand it. But shit, man.
Yep.
Anything else you want to touch on there?
Nah. Nothing for our audience that would like for me to talk about stupid shit.
I mean, how does it feel for you seeing Nazis? I mean, you're Jewish.
Yeah, I don't consider myself any religion, but I'm just me being a person that lives in America. It's a scary thing. I mean, listen, it's always existed. It's not something new.
It's not so much about the racism part, because I think everybody's a little bit racist. I'm not going to say.
So what's it about then? What do you mean?
It's not that, because if you just keep that, just keep that under wraps, though, you don't have to fucking be open about it. Like, don't be openly racist.
Maybe
like,
it's their comfortability to be able to express it so freely now.
Yeah. Now that Trump's president, they're like, oh, well, I haven't liked black people in a long time, so I feel like I can say it now. Like, I feel like I found my people. People who like Trump also don't like black people. I mean, ain't nobody gotta like me. That's okay. But don't come for me. That's it.
Unless they call.
Unless I call.
What if you don't answer? What if they don't answer?
Then leave a message. If I don't call you back, that means don't come for me. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
So you gotta talk before you meet.
No. Don't come for me unless, yeah, basically. Like, if I'm like, yo, step to me, that's your cue to come for me.
Wow, you
right?
Yeah, but like, don't talk about fighting because you don't know
James, I'm trying to tell you something. I'll tell you a little something about being black because I feel like you don't fully understand it. So as a black person, there's a few things about us that are, I guess, just not understood. People think we're naturally aggressive. That's
what are you going to say? Just say it.
We're also naturally just super athletic. Like, true. I never tell me if you met a black person who's just not athletic at all.
I've even seen some fat black dudes like be able to break dance and shit.
Exactly. Every black person is naturally athletic, is naturally mobile, flexible, like fast as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, in an instance where some white supremacist coming for me, I could do one of two things. Mm-hmm. Run faster than them because I'm black. Beat the shit out of them because I'm aggressive. And I have that anger inside of me, vested in me from my ancestors.
You got a 220-pound dude.
He's
got two swastikas on both breasts. And he's jacked. Mm-hmm. He just got out of prison a week ago.
Come.
Wow, he's going to destroy you.
I'll rip his dick off. I'm ripping his dick off. Or I'm outrunning him because he's a fat fuck.
No, I said he's jacked, and he was like a marathon runner.
Nigga, he not doing that shit. He's not outrunning me. I'm black.
Don't be silly now.
Also, another thing about black people that people don't understand is that, like, we run the world. anything you white people like.
Nah, Jews do.
Anything you white people like you all white people at this white supremacist shit were just rocking Kendrick Lamar in your dorm room. Then you come outside saying, hail Trump, you hate black people. Who has your music? Who's giving you music?
How do you know they listen to Kendrick Lamar?
Not like, Kendrick Lamar is like, everybody loves Kendrick Lamar. If you don't, like, doesn't make sense. Honestly,
I'm really not a huge fan.
You don't have to be a huge fan, but you bop.
Bop?
You could bop to
kids
that.
Kids bop?
No, you could vibe. You could bop to it.
I guess.
Yeah, like, okay, Kendrick Lamar, no go. Who else? Who else do you like?
Me?
The Roots?
I'm not saying iconic. I don't like black artists. I'm just saying I'm not a huge...
Okay, fine. You're not big on music. That's okay.
Who?
Who runs your sports? Who runs your fucking sports?
Which sport?
Who runs your fucking sports? Football, basketball.
I don't watch that. Next. You don't talk UFC?
You've never watched basketball before.
I don't... I'm done
so
with
unless
those sports.
You're... Unless... Okay, so if you're a white supremacist and you only... You know, white people only... fuck black people, then I better not catch you watching basketball, better not catch you watching football, better not catch you listening to any music ever or watching any shows ever.
Music for sure. Like, yeah.
Don't watch any shows on... I mean, I feel like there's black people on every show. Like,
no, that's not even true at all. What the hell is that?
I'm tight. I got leggings on my titties today.
Okay.
So, I'm ready to fight somebody. Oh. This is your. I'm telling you to come for me right now. I'm telling you to come. Come.
Don't stand like that. When somebody fights you, for sure, you get fucked up.
All right. Moving on. I have a new segment that I'm calling Facebook Trolling of the Week.
Okay.
Facebook Trolling of the Week. Yes. So I came across a post, an article about a couple having a weed wedding. Where they had like a joint rolling bar.
Oh.
And like they were, yeah, there was like weed everywhere. Like they were smoking at their wedding.
Where was it?
I don't know. Probably Colorado
LA
or something.
LA or Colorado, yeah.
Where it's legal. It's okay. It's fine. Weed's great. But there was a lot of opinions in the comment section. So the trolling part is me trolling the comments because I like to do that. And I think it's funny. So I trolled the comments and I saw a woman post, "That's absolutely disgusting. If I was a guest at that wedding, I would leave and I would withdraw my gift." And people ripped this woman a fresh asshole. I don't know if she can actually walk anymore because of the shit people said to her. The thing about it is,
she wasn't a guest.
No.
She was saying if I wasn't.
She said if she was.
Nobody wants you there.
If you're... Okay, so my thing is that if you're invited to a weed wedding or a wedding... where people are going to be smoking weed, I would think that you already know that the bride and groom smoke weed.
For sure.
Like, if they were going to have a weed wedding, I feel like you would be one of those people that would be okay with it if you were invited. So the fact that she said that means that she wouldn't have even been invited in the first place and she would have been salty.
For sure.
Like...
For sure.
And then she went on to say, and back up her argument, is that weed ruins your brain cells and... all these like negative things about weed kills people. All that she was just, everyone was like, "Have you ever read a book ever about weed? Are you have you ever
weed
even
kills people.
Like, when has weed ever killed somebody? When? Tell me when."
I tell you what, if fucking white supremacists started smoking an abundance amount of weed instead of smoking, or what do you do with meth? Smoke it? Yeah. Instead of doing some meth, they might come to some better realizations. You know what weed does? Weed makes you look at yourself how everybody else sees you.
Wow, that's deep.
You ever smoke weed and just go stare in a mirror and you're like, "Damn."
No, man. That's fucked up.
Think about that.
Nah.
That's what weed does. Or any psychedelic.
No, I feel like when I smoke weed and then I look at myself in a mirror, I literally am like, "Wow. That's what I look like?"
Right.
But you see, you also look you're seeing yourself very high. So your eyes are small.
Not me.
You're like this. You like can hardly see.
When I smoke weed, I'm better. I think I'm a better person.
Probably.
I'm a better person. I realize Probably. Things that I should be fixing about myself.
Yeah. You like self-reflect
a
little bit.
When I smoked, after I lost my ring, I felt
Did
so...
Did you find it?
No, but I felt so...
Did you like see it in your mind?
No, I felt so bad though.
Were you woke?
I was super woke. I was like, this must make her feel so bad.
Yeah. You know what? I felt like shit for that whole week after you lost it. I really was like...
That's what weed does. Weed does good things. I think it does, at least. It makes you realize a lot of shit.
It's very healing. don't remember the last time I smoked, but when I was smoking, it helped me deal with a lot.
You would come home, you would smoke, you would order Domino's, you'd eat, watch fucking Bachelor, and go to sleep.
Yeah, that's true. And it was great.
I
reflected at that time, too. That was a very reflective time of my life when I realized how much I hated everything about my life. That's when I made changes.
Weed's an interesting thing, man.
The thing is
it could make you do one of two things, and it's either reflect or just
ruin your life.
No, a lot of people just smoke to just smoke and to just have fun, like a party. But when I smoke, I look up. I center myself.
You center yourself.
And I think about shit that I should be fixing in my life. You go through a checklist. How's my family? How's work? Do I like work? Is my family happy? Is everything okay? It's nice, and it makes you really think.
Well, some people don't have that experience.
Move that mouse.
Some people don't have that experience when they smoke. Some people, when they smoke, they lose themselves. And they feel lost and they feel out of control. And they don't know what to do. And they get really paranoid. And they start thinking, like, they're going to die. I mean, that's also, you know, it doesn't happen. I guess it doesn't happen that often if you're prepared. But that's not what it's supposed to do.
I've always been able to control myself under any type of drug. I think you've seen me under almost everything. I've never been out of control, except for alcohol.
Poof, man. You want alcohol. What? Alcohol does something to you.
Like what?
I don't know. It makes you bold.
Bold?
Yeah, it makes you bold, man.
Explain.
There was a time when you drank. This was at Megan's birthday.
That was fun.
This is the most recent experience I can think of. And you decided to just drink everything anybody handed to you. And we walked into the lounge where Megan's friend was sitting there. And you were like, who the fuck is that? Who do you think he is? And then you went on to mimic him and mock him for everything he was doing.
Listen to me. I'm a judgmental guy. Growing up, my family would say, don't speak unless spoken to. So all I did was I was silent and I was observant. So as soon as I walked in the club and they were like, this is my boy right here, and I seen him lounging on a leather couch, it's what, 1 or 2 in the morning, music blasting, he has a glass of wine in his hand. I don't know.
I'm judging.
I'm judging. And when he's leaving, a quarter filled cup of glass of wine on the table, I'm gonna do the same thing he was doing just to feel what it was like. I want to understand him.
You want to understand his and level of bougie? And guess
what? It was stupid.
It's dumb. Those kind of people, that just. But you're very bold when you're drunk. And there's other instances. There was another time when it was my birthday. all the birthdays, you like to just get extra. You like to just turn the fuck up. So it was my 23rd birthday. I was pregnant, so I didn't drink.
That was a bad night.
And so since I couldn't drink, James felt like he had to drink for the both of us and the baby.
Right, those strong
so
beers
he
too.
Drank so much. And we're walking out of the, it was like a restaurant. It wasn't even a bar or a club or anything. It was like a restaurant. And we're walking out, and I'm driving because I'm 9 months pregnant, and he's drunk as fuck. And he goes, what the? This guy walked by, didn't even look in our direction. He goes, what the fuck you looking at?
No, I didn't do that.
James, I swear to God. What the fuck is he looking at? Does he want to say something?
I'm not like that.
He didn't even look at us. He just literally just walked by. He wants to say something. And then you like turn around like trying to, and
shut
I'm like,
the
yo,
fuck up.
I swear on everything. James, I remember it vividly. I think somebody else was there with us, like walking out with us.
I'm not like that though.
You're bold. When you drink, you're bold. When you're under the influence of psychedelics and other drugs, melt into yourself, like you melt into the background. You just don't even speak.
That's what, especially just observe. Especially when I do it in crowds. Like if I smoke in crowds, I can't handle it. I will sit. I could be talking. I could be a chatty Cathy for the last 2 hours. I take a hit of your blunt. I'm done for the night. You won't hear a peep out of me, a peep, because I'm just sitting.
I didn't do that too more often. Maybe you shut the fuck up every now and then.
I don't like even you. I don't smoke when you're home anymore.
No, you don't.
And if when you and Daisy are sleeping, that's when I smoke.
You're so considerate.
Yeah. I want to just be to myself. I want to fix things.
Now you know how I felt when I was smoking back in the day.
Bro, you smoked whatever.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, good old days.
All right, when are we wrapping this up? I got to go to bed. Daddy's sick.
Don't ever, ever refer to yourself as daddy. I got one more Facebook trolling of the week. It was two weeks ago.
I forgot we just talked about. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is another. There was a post that said Ashley Graham, she's not even plus size model. She's just like Ashley average Graham. Size model.
Let me look her up because I don't know
Ashley Graham
anything.
Was dumped for being fat. Ashley Graham's first boyfriend dumped her because she was
he was scared
she'd get fat. She's not even really plus size, but she's like categorized as a plus size model. She's beautiful.
She's pretty.
This guy commented and he said, "A man won't date a fat chick. He's a monster. A woman won't date a short guy. No problem." Got a few things to say on that, shorty. Fucking midge. Listen. She's fat or she wants to get fat. That's fine. That's her choice. She could always lose weight if she wants to. That's not permanent. Being fat is never a permanent cause or effect or anything. You can always lose weight. You can always exercise. You can always diet. You'll be all right. Short. You can't get tall. You can't grow. You can't get knee surgery and gain some inches.
I think
you're
misinterpreting what he said.
I know. I understood what he said. He said, a guy won't date a fat chick. He's a monster.
A guy won't date. Okay.
You won't date a fat chick. You're a monster.
Yeah.
I won't date a short guy. No problem. You're short. That's an issue for me. You can't get tall. He's fat. He can lose weight. I'll accept him for himself, and I'll help him change if that's what he wants to do. You got to learn to accept people for who they are. True. If you're not into fat chicks, you're not into fat chicks. If you're not into short guys, you're not into short guys. That's your choice. You make decisions for yourself. Nobody has to tell you how to live. Nobody has to tell you how to be.
Let's ask Kai if he thinks she's pretty. Kai, look.
Do you think Ashley Graham is pretty? You know who that is?
She's quote-unquote a plus-size model.
She looks pretty.
See? How old is Kai? 13?
14.
14. See?
And he's tall.
And he's tall. He's
so
tall.
He'll have no problem getting girls. You short fucking midgets. Wow. Yeah, you'll have problems. I wouldn't date a guy who was my height or shorter. You want to know why? Because I'm going to feel like I'm a fucking statue over him. I'm going to feel like a fucking giraffe. Dating a fucking bird. A fucking penguin. What the fuck? Well, no, I got a problem with short guys. Short guys think that they're so misunderstood. No, you're just short. And girls are also, naturally, most girls are shorter on the shorter side, too. They want someone they can look up to, not someone they have to fucking talk down to and fucking, hey, you okay down there?
Obviously, a short guy wrote that.
Yeah, obviously, he's like 5 foot, can't get a bitch, and he's mad about that.
True.
Girl who's 5'1 is like, yo, I can't be taller than you. Honestly, short guys, just find yourself a shorter girl. That's it. That's all you got to do. Don't try to make other people feel bad because they don't like you because you're short. I know a lot of girls who don't like short guys. It's your problem, not ours. You're not going to grow unless you're like 10. Then you'll grow. That's it. That's all I got to say. Yo, short guys got to get it together, man. I can't.
Now, no short guys will ever listen to this
podcast.
I'm
so glad you're not short. Like, you're not tall.
But I'm average.
But you're not short.
Yeah.
Like, I'll touch on this real quick. I not dated a guy. Like, I used to talk to a guy that was, like, eye level with me.
That's weird.
I had an issue with that. You're too close. You're, like, too much of, like, the same level. Like, I need someone who's above me that can, like, bring me up to their level in more ways than one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if I'm, like, looking at you, like, in your eyes like that, no, I'm sorry, it creeps me out. I can't do
that's
it.
That's so strange.
That's bizarre. Like, even like I can't. If you're not gonna grow, so it's sorry. He's now engaged to another black girl.
Is she taller or shorter than him?
I think they're about eye level, or she's a little taller.
It's a fetish.
I'll show you a picture. No, because I think she's a little bit taller than him, and it was so weird. I was like, oh my god, this is giving me, like, literally, it's giving me the creeps.
Okay.
All right, that's it for now. We'll see you next week, hopefully. I don't know. See ya.
Bye.